Then you take these pickets and the four wires that you had, you would fasten them stationary at the corner post on one end. Mm-hmm. You'd go on down, maybe sometimes you might go 100 or 200 yards. You'd stationary these wires again to another post through a set of blocks. These blocks were split with a saw and holes drilled in them, offset one from another, maybe 4 to 5 holes. These wires were run between pegs that were put in these holes to where it would be hard for you to pull them through. Then you go back where you stationed that on the first corner post. You start putting the pickets in. The first picket you put in, the next one, you'd cross your wires in between the next picket that went in. And you'd take a hammer or something and knock your pickets up tight. And as you went, naturally it took up the slack out of the wire and tightened the wire. And this is where the block on the other end with the peg would come in. As it tightened and got enough tension on that wire, it would slip that wire through those pegs enough to give enough slack that you could keep building your fence.
Were these pickets sharpened up at the end or flat?
Most of them were flat. Now, if you was building a yard fence or a garden fence or something of that kind, you generally used a taller picket. And sometimes they were pointed. One reason for the point on them was to make them look better. Another reason was to keep things like dogs or boys and things of that kind from jumping over that fence. And it's very often done around a house, but not very often did you see a field fence with pointed pickets.
Did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock that you could get from a field?
Yes, but not in this area. We're not right close to here, I'll say, because we didn't have that much stone. But in places where they had plenty of stone, there was some of that used.
What did they call those?
A stone wall or a stone fence.
What about them? Say if you had a small area of, say, sweet potatoes or tobacco planted, you wouldn't call that a field, you'd call it a...
A patch.
Okay. Say if you wanted to get a field ready for planting, what would you use to break the ground up with?
A turning plow.
What different kinds of plows did people used to have?
Well, we had the turning plow, we had the middle buster. We had the side harrow, we had the bed harrow, we had the planter, we had the combination stock, or sweep stock, and we had the cultivator. Did I mention that? No, I believe it was side harrow I mentioned, so the cultivator. And
what did the bed harrow look like?
A bed harrow was made more common ones, earlier ones, was made from wood. They used something like maybe a 4x4 or something of that kind and drilled some holes through it and put a hinges on the front and used generally 3 pieces of it. One to go down through the center and one to wing out on each side to about, say, 2 feet wide on the back to a point on the front. They drove these iron pegs in these